Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. All right, from now until the next, I don't know, probably now through next week, I'm going to be sharing multiple episodes around my trip to Las Vegas and Los Angeles for another red carpet event with my best-selling book, Unlocking Success. It's a co-authored book with Jack Canfield. It is a project that I have spoken about often. I will put some previous posts in the actual notes below so you can remind yourself or connect or learn more about it. But I really wanted to, I had to reflect. So I've been home now for a few days and I needed to let it all sink in. One of the episodes I recorded on the patio of my hotel room in LA because I love to like just freestyle an episode when I'm traveling, because being in the environment and in the moment just sounds so different and it comes across differently, and you can sense in the energy and the tone how I'm feeling. So I'm going to throw that in there too. But these episodes, the next, I think it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 4 or 5 of them actually. So I am batching them. So I am going to put them all together and then put them out maybe 2 at a time every couple of days, because I don't want this to, I'm not going to talk about this LA trip forever, right? I'm not going to drag it out, because I want to be able to share with you everything that happened strategically and focused. And if I just start rambling, it'll be a 3-hour podcast and it will be too much. Because so much happened. Oh my gosh. Like, the Own Your Awesome Live in LA, the intimate women's event book signing. We went to Las Vegas. We stayed in Beverly Hills. We did so much. The red carpet events, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, so many different celebrity athletes, Kathy Ireland, like you name it. I did a lot. Winning the Quilly, like there are so many things that I want to tell you about, and I wanted to, you know, kind of put it together purposefully when I shared this. So that's why this is going to be a multi-episode. It may even be, I don't know if I should name it a series or something, but every episode is going to have, the title is going to be focused on the message. So today is Pack Your Power, right? Preparing for big moments. And I want to dive into the before, like what it was like leading up to the event. So it's more than just like packing my suitcase or suitcases, I should say. And of course, I had to pay extra because, you know, shoes. So you're going to hear themes. The titles are going to be focused. And I'm excited to share with you this experience because it has done so much for me mentally, for my confidence and what I am doing in the business moving forward and, you know, expanding. So I'm excited for you to hear all things LA, and, you know, I'm happy to answer questions. Of course, I get a lot of DMs. I'm happy to answer questions. I'll post about this as well. So you'll see me sharing a little bit about it throughout the weeks on social. But I am super, super excited. And actually, the last thing I did, I recorded an episode of What's Next, essentially. And after I got off the stage and won the Quilly, I was interviewed on the red carpet. And the woman asked me, what's next? I mean, it was one of her questions, what's next? And I just blurted out, Own Your Awesome Live in New York. And you know I've hinted about it before. So this week and next week, I already have a sponsor. I'm looking for 2 to 3 more, but I do have one sponsor. I can't wait to share what the company is. It's not local. It's a Seattle-based company, and it's absolutely amazing. And she's flying in. She's a CEO, and she is obviously a woman-owned business, and it's in AI. So I will share more details when I get into the conference podcasts, but it's happening, people. It's happening, people. So I am just so excited to dive into that. So stay tuned, if you will. But today is all about what was happening leading up to me leaving for LA. And I call this episode Pack Your Power. So I'm just excited to talk about the preparation, because there's something I often preach, and it's preps and reps. If you've ever heard me talk about it, I mention it in my book, in the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book. I don't really know what chapter it was. Let me see if I can find it. Either way, it's in the beginning. I think it's in the first couple of chapters. I'm just going to flip through the pages while I'm talking, and maybe I'll find it. I often talk about preps and reps, and it's essentially about you getting comfortable on LinkedIn. But the prep part is being prepared, right? Being prepared to be awesome, being prepared by doing the work in your industry. Here it is. On page 32, page 32, chapter 4, Own Your Awesome. Oh my gosh. No surprise. Duh. It's in the chapter called Own Your Awesome. And I talk about practice making confidence. So I brought back some fifth grade sports coaching here. And I said, back then, practice made perfect. As adults, we know there's no perfect. These days, we say practice makes confidence, or practice makes progress in sports, in life, and on LinkedIn. So what? No matter what you're shooting for, putting in the reps makes all the difference. So what does that mean? Get posting. So obviously, and I go into it a little bit more, buy the book on Amazon or anywhere you buy books, and you can read all about it on page 32. But really, ultimately it says, once you gain a little bit of confidence from your prep and practice, it becomes your fuel. So preparing to be successful, no matter what you do, is key. Like, you know, I just finished 75 Hard about a month or so ago, and I had to prepare myself mentally. And I didn't do a great job originally. That's why it took me 15 times to finally do 75 Hard and complete it, because I didn't really prepare myself. So that last time, I was prepared. I talked to my coach, I talked to multiple doctors, talked to my family, talked to God, and I talked to myself. And I was like, y'all, I'm not effing around. We're doing this. I told you guys. So I put it out publicly, and I was so scared. But that first weekend I posted about it, it just felt different, right? So I think it was keeping promises to yourself. So I'll put that episode down below. But ultimately, I was prepared to not only do 75 Hard, I was prepared to complete it. I was preparing for success. So I had to prepare my food. I had to prepare the schedule for my workouts. I had to prepare if I'm going somewhere, how am I going to bring a gallon of water with me? Like, I had to prepare to be successful. And that was the game changer and why I actually finished it finally, which once all was said and done, I was like, I actually got bored at the end. I was like, this isn't even hard. So I prepared myself through victory, let me tell you. Same with LinkedIn. Like, when I put out a post, mostly years ago when I first got started, I would just whatever I was feeling, just putting things out. But then once I got serious about it, I was truly preparing what people I wanted people to feel and how I wanted them to respond to the content I was putting out. Same thing for my brand, like Own Your Awesome. Oh, I was prepared to launch a book series, a podcast, a keynote, a movement, a conference. Like, Own Your Awesome is trademarked here and in the UK. Like, this is my baby. So I am prepared for it. So I do the same thing anytime I travel for a big event, especially a red carpet one. I was up for an award. I'm meeting all these celebrities. It could really help my business. It's a lot of money to travel. I put way too much money on my business card, let me tell you that. But I prepared for these big moments and beyond the suitcase. It's not just about packing, what am I going to wear? It's packing, how am I going to feel? Who am I going to meet? What are the outcomes I want? What are my intentions? What energy do I want to bring? We need to prepare. So of course, there's the tangible, you know, booking the flights, the outfits, the agendas, all that good stuff. But it's more about pivoting to the inner prep that is the game changer. So your mindset, are you journaling? Are you praying and meditating? Are you visualizing what you want the trip to look like, how you want it to feel? Are you preparing for the nervousness? And so this is something that came up for me. I don't know if I told you guys this before, that I sometimes get panic attacks. Maybe like once or twice a year, something will come up that will trigger it. Some are more personal around death, you know, because of the losses that I've suffered. So if I go to like a funeral the night before, I may wake up in a panic the night before, just the energetics of it. And sometimes, so far I've only had two triggers. One is death, of course, and the other is success. How crazy is that? I never panic when I'm tight on cash. I never panic when my business is kind of slow. I never panic when I get a big bill in the mail. I never panic around tax season. I prepare for all that. but I sometimes get a small panic attack where I wake up feeling like I'm having a heart attack. And I know I'm not, so I can work through it pretty easily now. But multiple times I've ended up in the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack. And it got so much last year that I ended up with a heart monitor on for 10 days because I was misdiagnosed. That's a whole different episode, but I won't really get into that story. It was right before LA last year that I was in the hospital with a heart monitor for 10 days. I wasn't in the hospital for 10 days. The little heart monitor I had to wear was for 10 days. Turns out I was completely healthy. It was a panic attack. It was a whole thing. So anyway, if you want some details on that, feel free to DM me. But I probably won't share that because I don't like to live in those moments. I just learn from them and move on. But this year, to the day that I went to the hospital last year, same like month before LA, I woke up in the middle of the night in a panic attack. I didn't end up in the hospital or anything. I talked myself through it, whatever. Talked to my intuitive coach, you know, my girl Jess. And I was like, dude, I checked the calendar because I was like, oh man, this happened last year too. And I was like, wait a minute, last year before LA, it was a whole thing. I was like, what? I had a small version of this before Hawaii, not before Sedona, because Sedona was more of a casual, beautiful event, where Hawaii too, but it was for a client. Actually the same client that flew me out to Hawaii. Ah, the one that's sponsoring. What? It was to the date, the actual day. I looked it up in Time Hop on Facebook and my journal, all the things. So I knew it was because I was going to LA. So success seems to trigger a little bit of nervousness in my heart. What? And so now I know. So now I can grow from it, you know, and get over it, kind of thing, and find a way. So preparing is a huge way. And not only the good and the logistical, but the feelings, the nervousness that may happen. So this applies if you're getting on stage for like a keynote, the biggest stage ever, a TEDx, whatever. You've never spoke before, you're getting on stage. Maybe you're launching your book or putting out a new offer or doing a live event. Starting a new job, starting college, whatever you're doing that's new and it's a level up and it's expanding you, you are going to feel it full body. You may get headaches, you may get the poops. I get fake heart attacks. Everybody feels something in their body. There was a woman, and I'll dive into this a little more when I talk about the LA book signing, who talks about being nervous often. She's a model. She's gorgeous. Talks about when she's modeling, she gets really, really nervous. And she heard somewhere that nervousness and excitement is the same feeling. So she tries to reframe it and just says like, no, you're just excited. You're just excited. And I was like, how's that work for you? Because I've heard that before. I think there's like a famous rock and roll person that does this too. And, you know, it sounds great in theory, but everybody's different. So I explained to her, if you just change the words, that's not enough to say I'm broke and now I'm rich. Not enough. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just change the words out. It doesn't happen like that. It is good to use words that are better and in the direction you're going, but you have to embody that feeling. You have to embody that word by feeling it. So we dove in a little bit about how to change your energy, that bridge between nervous and excitement. So when I woke up in a panic, I knew what was happening and I had to A, ground myself in that moment that I was safe and, you know, pick out some things that I hear, that I see, that I feel, and talk every symptom, my heart racing, my mind racing, sweating, my stomach hurting. I have to one by one start to tackle each of those symptoms and then I start to feel better and the panic subsides. And so we talked often about when you get nervous, prepare for it. You know it's coming. So now, because it's the second time this has happened, I mean, if I count, Hawaii was a different experience. There was more mental than physical, but both LA trips were physical. So, but now that I know, so if I happen to do something big like this again and I get that feeling, I will just be prepared for it. And I'll say, you know, whatever I have to say to kind of ground myself before a panic attack even happens. So do you prepare for big events, big experiences, big moments beyond the surface level, beyond what am I going to wear? What slides am I going to use? You know, did I bring enough whatever? I bring a lot of wild orange and peppermint essential oils when I travel and when I speak on stages. The peppermint acts as an air conditioner. I put it behind my neck. I prepare for a lot of things. Trust me, I am very prepared. But what I find is most helpful is preparing for the nervousness that I'm going to feel in my body, and how I reframe that nervousness into opportunity and groundedness and blessings and gratitude. And then I go out feeling calm as a cucumber, completely grounded in my truth and my awesomeness, and everything usually has worked out so far. So that's awesome. So usually it starts for me with the intentions, right? I think I talked last episode a lot about like how I intend to be successful in my release and catch episode. So if you haven't listened to that, check that out. That's a pretty cool one. It's about the 99 portal. But a lot of what I talked about can be applied anywhere, especially when we're preparing for big events. So I prepare my mind, my body, my spirit, and then my business and network, like their body parts. So my mind, I visualize the event. I even visualize packing. I visualize the outfits, how they're going to look in photos. I visualize getting nervous, how I'm going to combat that. I visualize where I'm going to go if I get nervous, where is there going to be water? You know, like I visualize the plane ride, the rental car pickup. I visualize all of it. So I feel more comfortable when the moment comes, like I've already done it. I visualize it as if I am there. I did the same thing with 75 Hard. I visualized getting on the scale that last day, taking my photo that last day. I visualized the numbers, the measurements. I visualized the outfit, everything. So I felt more connected to the final outcome because I've already lived it, essentially. I've already visualized it. I think once I told you about my skydiving experience that I visualized it so hard, I didn't even need to skydive anymore. True story. I don't know what episode that was, but maybe I'll find it. I'm going to write that down. I'll find it. So if you're curious, you can hear the story, but I visualized it so good that I didn't even have the desire to skydive anymore because I felt like I already did it. If you can visualize so, so focused and strongly that you feel like you've already done the thing, when you go to actually do the thing, it'll be a piece of cake. Walk in the park. Walking in the park with a piece of cake. All right. So my mind, I prepare it by visualizing. I prepare it literally my business, my mind. What are the conversations I'm going to have? How am I going to introduce myself? So I go deep into the visualizations with the conversations, the offers, the outfits, all the things. So it's like I've already lived it. And then I prepare my body. So, of course, you know, I released a little bit of weight due to 75 Hard and working with a functional nutritionist who, fingers crossed, I'm going to get him on a panel for Own Your Awesome Live. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out into the universe. Let's see what happens. I'm obsessed with my functional medicine doctor. So I visualized, I prepared my body through health and wellness, of course, upping the cardio, all that good stuff. But I also did a 60-hour fast. I do this before I travel, not like down to the city. Sometimes, actually, yeah, I'll do it even down to the city. It depends on what I'm doing. But if I'm on a plane, I'm going to fast. I do a 60-hour reboot, most just liquids and a crap ton of water, some electrolyte things, but I don't chew anything. There's no chewing involved. But it's not just water. There is like different little shakes that I'll drink that are, some are 50 and some are 100 calories, and I'll have like three a day. So very low calorie, but it's just to reset everything. And so I'm super cleaned. I feel leaner. I lose probably like 3 to 5 pounds. Not that that's the goal, but the cleanness and the clarity in my mind. On day two of that fast, I am like a whole different person. My energy is through the roof. I think clearer. I speak clearer. Everything is better on day two of that fast. And then day three, I can come out of the fast. Like as I wake up day three. So it's not that bad. I'm happy to give you more information on that if you'd like. I prepare my spirit by praying, journaling, writing mantras, all the things. And then I prepare my business and my network multiple ways. So through content, through preparing my clients, not just like, hey, I'm going next week, so let's postpone our call. Oh, I'll be doing it from LA. Like a month in advance, my clients knew, like leading up to me going. I had to make the decision, do I want to move everybody to when I get back? Do I want to take some calls while I'm there? How do I want, is it Voxer only for the week I'm gone? I did a hybrid. I did one of my masterminds, we moved it to the following week because it was a holiday anyway, September 1st, and I was going to be in the car. So I was like, you know what, let's just move it to the 8th. They were cool with it. One mastermind I stuck with, and I had to leave the conference for like an hour and just ran up to the hotel room and took it. And then I did another call. I did one other call and I did a lot of Voxer. So because this wasn't like a vacation per se, I didn't plan really to and I didn't happen to have any one-on-one scheduled that week because most of the time they are bi-weekly. So I didn't have anything planned. Actually, I'm lying. One I did have planned and we moved, but that's all right. She was cool with waiting to the following week to connect because we talked on Voxer the whole week anyway. So I prepared my business, my clients. I even prepared offers. Should somebody be interested in working with me and I didn't have my laptop or I didn't have, you know, I wasn't prepared to have a longer like discovery call, I created my link tree that's on Instagram and I added a lot of my offers to the link tree as options, especially for when I was at the live event, the book signing, it's a business talk. So if they wanted to work with me, they could get on my calendar right then and there, pay the invoice, and they'd be all set to go. So I prepared my business and my offers, my content and my clients. And I also prepared my network. So these are the people I don't actually work with yet, but I network with them consistently. I'm building their relationships, including those who I was about to meet. So there's about 300 people at this conference, at this gala and award show, and I wanted to meet as many people as possible. There was a WhatsApp created. So if we wanted to meet up ahead of time, if we wanted to just like connect on LinkedIn, I made sure every night for a month that I went through that WhatsApp. And if there were new names, I said hello. I connected on LinkedIn. I sent them voice memos. If they were a chapter in my book, because that was a separate WhatsApp, I would make sure I reread their chapter. I would take notes on it so I could have conversations with those people. I was prepared not only for business opportunities to shine a light on my brand, my message, my awesomeness, but to also love on the people I was going to be with. And that was a game changer for me. Most of them said, the ones that like I actually met in person were like, your voice memos were adorable. Like, I feel like I know you. I saw your LinkedIn. I heard your voice a couple times. We read your chapter and here you are in the flesh. And it's like, I've known you already. And I'm like, I know, isn't that awesome? I met four amazing people that I know I will be friends with for going forward. I just, these people, which three women and a man, we sat together the whole time, saved seats for each other, went to lunch, actually five, six. I mean, there was actually a lot. So the tables at the conference were like half circles. It was a circle. The table was a full circle, but because we're facing the stage, they only put six chairs out so we could all face the stage. My table ended up with 10 people every single time. People were bringing chairs over because not just me, but this group, we had connected so intimately leading up to the event that we wanted to all be together at the conference. It was actually really cool. So we will be friends going forward. I've already had multiple conversations with these people who were in my network, and now I'm considering them friends. So it's just such a blessing to prepare for. So think about it. I've been preaching this for years. Even if you go to just a networking event at a local chamber, co-working space, whatever, you go to a networking event, look at the people who are posting about it on LinkedIn. Connect with them. Say hello. Hey, I'm going to be there too. Like, I'm excited to see so-and-so speak, or I can't wait to hear so-and-so's thoughts, or what do you think about this panel they put together? Like, let's connect. If I see you, I'll be at the coffee place. You know, like, if I see you there, I'll come give you a big hug, whatever. Like, that is a game changer in networking. Like, prepare for networking like you are interviewing for a job. Prepare to meet these new people, do your homework, and when you walk in, half the room, if you're really good, is going to know you already. Like, what? Like, it's amazing if you actually prepare for any big experience or anything, any success you want. If you prepare for it, I feel like it's just, how's it not going to happen? I love this conversation. Okay, so after the intentions and the preparation, I often do some what I call like a listening, right? Like, I listen to what my body's saying. I listen to people that are coming with me. So I traveled with my husband and my daughter. I listened to them, got their thoughts. I needed their buy-in and support because they too were going to be a part of this experience. They came to the gala with me. So a little bit of active listening and making sure that I was honoring those that were coming to support me as well was also a nice way to prepare not only myself, but them as well. So that was pretty cool. When I'm visualizing, no matter what I'm visualizing, it's always best case scenario. And then sometimes it's a few, what if this happens? Okay, let me just prepare. If that happens, it happens, blah, 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 whatever. And we get to move on. All of this makes it such a smooth experience. It made this LA trip a smooth event. I even prepared for turbulence. Like, I'm not even kidding. I prepared for turbulence and I reminded myself that turbulence doesn't necessarily take down planes. And that turbulence is just like a speed bump when driving, and it's just air, and God's got me, the pilot's got the plane, we're all good. And it literally changed even how I flew. So preparing this may sound like, oh, Marietta, you're a little OCD. I'm not even a little OCD. I don't even know what acronym I would call it for wanting to prepare to be awesome. P-T-B-A. I don't know. I want things to go smooth. And if they're important, I'm going to do this work. And it wasn't all day, every day, people. Maybe the praying and the meditating and the visualization. Sure, that was probably daily. But it takes a half hour to do all three of those things. And it just made everything easy. It made it so much better. And I'm just very grateful. One thing I probably would have prepared a little better for is the clothing. Oddly enough, I did have dresses. I needed two like prom style dresses, one for the gala and one for the opening cocktail hour. And I needed maybe one for the movie premiere. And then the rest were like business, right? Like suits and like my pow pants. You know, I didn't wear the pow pants. I wore the newspaper pants, but like cute little outfits. I ended up buying another dress out in LA for the opening reception. The blue dress, if you saw any pictures, which is funny, another blue dress off the shoulder, whatever, hilarious that it ended up being very similar to last year's, but clearly I have a type. And I feel really good in a royal blue dress with one puffy sleeve, one puffy shoulder or whatever. I prepared so much. I forgot a few things, of course, when I got there and I made a list. I forgot a pink tank top. I forgot my eyeliner, whatever. All that stuff can be purchased when you get there. So it takes the pressure off. So anyway, it's about LA, but it's about the bigger message of preparing yourself for success. It's packing your power, because what happens if you prepare to have a powerful experience, you have to pack your power with you. You have to hone your power while you're here before you even get there. So then you pack it with you energetically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, and even physically with the fasting and the working out. And then you get there and you feel on point. You feel like you're prepared and you're ready, and everything ends up being so much more fabulous. I absolutely love it. So next time you have a big meeting, presentation, or trip, big trip like I did, when you're packing your clothes or you start to figure out, what am I going to bring? Don't just pack extra underwear. Pack energy and mindset that will carry you through, all the way through, hopefully to the red carpet, as it did for me. LA was a dream. And I cannot wait to tell you all about it. But this was essentially how I prepared myself to live the dream in LA and not be a frantic, panicked mess. All right. How do you prepare? How do you prepare for presentations, speaking, big conversation? How do you prepare? Is this similar to how I do? Are you like a mentally, spiritually preparer? Or are you just like the night before, I'm throwing things in a bag and I'm off? Super curious how you roll. All right, friends. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me to hear how I prepared for success in LA. Stay tuned for the next episode when I talk to you all about my first leg of the trip, which was Las Vegas. And so it's going to be a fun one. Viva la lessons in Las Vegas. Until next time, keep being awesome.